Hello and welcome back to the All-Star LeaderCast. I'm your host, Adam Smarecki, and I'm excited to be with you again. A lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun doing this, and I'm getting a lot of great feedback. Haven't got much negative feedback yet, but I'm sure as we grow, we'll get some negative feedback. That happens. We're supposed to take that. Thank you for that feedback, right? We all know that in training. Thank you for that feedback. I will internalize that, and we'll move forward and see what we can do about that. So there's a lot of things that are a lot of reactions you can get or give to people, you know, when they are attempting to give you feedback that they may not see as negative, or they haven't worded it correctly, or they want it to be negative, whatever that is. We know how to react to that. So anyway, and of course, I'm just talking about a podcast. So last episode, we had our Jerry Maguire moment, which was our Jerry Maguire moment number one. And I explained that we would have a second, and the second moment we're going to have will be for the YouTube channel. And the YouTube channel version will just be somewhat similar to the passionate introduction I gave it on the last podcast. It'll get a little bit deeper into what we want to do with our vocational school that we want to start for our HME people out there, and to train some people to become very strong HME people, basically very strong HME employees. So that's where we're going to be. The YouTube channel will have a bit more of a PowerPoint feel, I guess. But at the same time, we're just going to get the information out there. I think that it's important that everyone knows that for me, you know, my entrepreneurial spirit is there, and it always is. Sometimes I fed that need to do it. It didn't work out, and I moved on. Well, here, I'm at the point now where we're in that deadline phase. I always give myself a deadline. I'm not going to do anything that's going to hurt myself or my family and keep pushing. It might be different if I wasn't married and had a daughter, but I am, and I have a vocation to take care of them. And that's what I do. So I do have a deadline, and my deadline is coming up. So at this point, we're going to put the idea out there and let it marinate. And you know, you never know. Someone's going to either steal it, or someone's going to contact me and talk about investing, or talk about how do we partner, whatever it is. It's fine, because I know what I want to do needs to be done. And if someone has the capital to do it, they can have it. Maybe they'll give me a job. You never know, right? So we'll move on from there. But today's going to be a fun episode. We have different subjects that I'm excited to talk about. I think we're loosening up a little bit on this show. I'm excited to do that. And looking forward to having a guest this week. I do have two lined up, and we will see which one is able to make it. Two people from two very different worlds, different positions, but they'll definitely be interesting people. I think everyone we have on here is interesting, because everyone is. People are interesting to me, and I hope they're interesting to you as well. We can loosen them up and get them to have a strong conversation with us. That is the most important thing, especially for a podcast. So, but at the time of this recording, I do not know exactly who's going to be on the show with us, but we will have someone. And I will say this, though. If for some reason we're not able to secure a guest for this episode, we will at the very least have the second Jerry Maguire moment, which will be kind of fun. So, hey, let's get moving on to our first segment, and I'll see you at the end. Thank you.
Oh, great Odin's Raven!
All right, everybody, welcome to the next segment, and I appreciate you continuing to listen. As mentioned earlier, at least in this podcast or a previous podcast, I mentioned that I would like to continue having segments in each podcast that or each episode that are repeated. And I really believe that a segment that is short but can be something that becomes a bit popular, at least with me, is a segment when I have some readings from the Art of War by Sun Tzu. So my copy of Sun Tzu is an adaptation from James Harris. It's the Art of War adapted for the contemporary reader by James Harris, Sun Tzu. I got this on Amazon for sure. It's a physical copy. I love it. There's not much information on the book to see where you could buy it besides Amazon. So I will post a picture of the cover of this adaptation. It is a paperback. It is definitely not a big book at all, but it still contains everything that you would need from this book and why this book is so important. Again, The Art of War, you hear that title and a lot of folks that haven't read it don't understand exactly what it is, and I'll give you a quick rundown of why I read it. You know, The Art of War is definitely about war. Okay, that's when it was written. That was what it was about. But the segments of this book are definitely adapted for our lives. There's no doubt. There's a lot of leadership tips in here, and there's a lot of just personal tips in here. And when I say tips, it's truly tips. You just have to read through what's going on. And the segment I'm going to read today is from page 75 of my copy, and it's number 4, and it's off of chapter 10 under terrain. Number 4, ground which can be entered into freely, but harder to return from, is called entangling. Ground which can be entered into freely but harder to return from is called entangling. So let's think about that for a second, how contemporary that really, really is. Well, to me, it's, you know, it's really easy to get into a bad habit, but it's very hard to get out of. That is how I read that and say, absolutely, that's true. And we know that to be true, and it's been said other ways. But when you're reading this book and it's said to you in a manner of which, from a war perspective, I think it adds a grain of seriousness to the commentary. I mean, there's a lot of habits that we as people that want to be leaders or are leaders that could derail us if we continue to do that. Excuse me. So we talk about habits that we have personally, and we also talk about work-life balance. And we know that work-life balance in this sense, at least the way I look at it, if you're, you know, you're a leader at the level that we're talking about now, or you want to be there, and you hear the work-life balance, and I'll call it, you know, sometimes it is a negative commentary on the company, or it could be a negative commentary from you personally to yourself. Whatever that is, work-life balance is such as, hey, work has ended, go home, be with your family, it's time to separate that. Or, you know, you do are allowed to take vacations, make sure you do that. However, there is no work-life balance when you are, as a person, growing inside and creating habits that are going to help you in both work and life, right? So there's no balance there. So just because you're forming habits as a person that you originally thought were going to be directed for business only or your leadership position only, realize that you're making yourself a better person by forming these good habits. So a bad habit to get into, I think, is a good example. So you always use myself as an example. One of the habits I've gotten into lately is I have definitely been staying up way too late working on projects. Me personally, I have a lot going on right now, and I am moving around from project to project to project and spending a lot of time on different things. It's keeping me up late, and it's not healthy. You know, it has not affected anyone, you know, yet, but it could, you know. So that's a habit that I need to get back out of, because I preach getting up early and going to the gym. Well, I'm still doing that. However, I'm only getting 3-4 hours of sleep, and that's a bad habit that I'm in right now. And it can get worse. You can get entangled in that, and it's terrain that you can't get out of. That's where I refer back to the book. So it's really, it was very easy for me to get into the habit of staying up later, working on projects, justifying that because I'm getting work done, waking up early and going to the gym, but being exhausted to where I am now entangled and I am drinking coffee and energy drinks like a crazy person. And those are the things that I'm going through right now. So, you know, these are habits that we all need to work on and get through. So there's our segment with The Art of War by Sun Tzu. You know, you can get into a habit, and it's hard to get out of that habit. So do your best to make the right choices before you start anything, any project, any job, at your day. Just make good choices and be good. That sounds easy, right? So, but that's a great segment. So we're going to continue to do that. The Art of War by Sun Tzu. We will definitely have continue to have quotes on that. And when I have guests, I may talk to them about that as well. So thanks for listening to this segment, and we'll move on to the next. All right, everybody, I'm actually ending this podcast episode. I'm not sure everyone knows, but the beginning of this episode actually was recorded in July of 2021, and it is now September. A lot of things have been going on, obviously. There's some great steps we've taken for the vocational trade school. That is something that I'm very proud of. But as I mentioned before, there was a deadline for me professionally and personally to get this off the ground, and that deadline has passed. And that's how that goes. You need to set yourselves a deadline. And I have passed that deadline. So moving forward, though, the school that we've had our major Jerry Maguire moment about will be taken over by someone that has the time and that has the passion that I did for that. I will be stepping back completely and will be listed as a founder when it gets off the ground. I am excited, though, however, to join a new organization going forward in a leadership role, and I'm very excited about that. Continuing with this, though, the LeaderCast will continue. I'm enjoying it. I'm very happy with it. However, we are gonna have a bit of a branding change. It'll probably still be the LeaderCast, but the goal of the podcast is to provide more free content for folks that are actually interested in having life coaches. I will be certified as a life coach coming up shortly here, and it will be a part of my content and a part of the brand of my life coaching. At first, I wasn't sure if life coaching was something that I certainly wanted to be involved in. It was something that was new to me, and I really didn't understand it, and I didn't understand why anybody would want to listen to me. But at the same time, I've been encouraged to do so, and I'm going to do it. So let's keep moving forward with our podcast here. I'm very excited for the new content. I will have some written materials that I've authored and some materials that I've compiled and not authored, but are going to be a part of an overall program. As I said, the podcast portion of the life coaching group is what I'm going to call it, is definitely free content, and a YouTube channel will be coming. And if you enjoy how I help folks and how I actually present my ideas, and think about what you need from me. If you need some coaching, if you are someone that is looking for advice moving forward in certain areas that I have expertise on, then we can talk about it. If you're someone that just needs a boost, I'm pretty good at doing that as well. So let's wrap up this episode. Want to get those ideas out there, and we'll be back shortly, and I hope you continue to follow us and enjoy our content. Make it a great day, everybody.